All right, well, I thought I'd try something a little bit different today, sitting out on the screened-in porch and trying to record with my digital camera. A little bit different of a deal there. It's I have a Canon Digital Elf, which has really been suiting me nicely. You can just snag it out, turn it on, and take a photo really easily. And I've been pretty pleased with that. I've been kind of surprised by a couple other things on it. The ability to take videos on it, it's kind of thrown me off a bit. Obviously, nothing like having a full-fledged camcorder. I have my camcorder on loan for a movie project from Chris Casey right now. So it's nice that you can still take video if it's just going to be a couple of minutes. If it gets to be too long, once it gets up like 7 or 8 minutes, I mean, you're talking about a gigabyte worth of information there, and I have a 2 gig memory card in this thing. So I thought I'd go ahead and try it out and see how the sound quality turns out for me. Plus, it's raining outside and a little bit of thunder in the background. That'd be a nice little ambiance for us to enjoy today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this weekend. I went up to Lawrence Saturday night. I was going to meet up with some guys I worked with when I was doing radio over at Laser 105.9 and KLWN in Lawrence. It was a great time as always. And when you go out in Lawrence, you're going out into kind of a different world. We grilled up some pork chops. My friend Danny cooked up some pork chops and some vegetables on the grill, and it was damn good. Yeah, we had some homemade margaritas. He uses limeade instead of using a margarita mix, like a half a can of the limeade concentrate, and then throw some water on top of that, throw some tequila in there, throw some ice in there, strawberries if you want to, and then call it done. And really, probably some of the best homemade margaritas, if not the best homemade margaritas I've ever had. So it might be something you want to check out in the future if you're looking to make a good margarita. Limeade concentrate actually seems to do a little bit better of a job for you than the old margarita mix there. So got the buzz going on pretty decently so that we could then walk down to Lawrence's downtown and go out a little bit. My friend Kevin was up for the weekend too, so I was going to meet him out. And we've been texting back and forth a little bit. And I got sucked into the texting thing. Finally had to give in about 6 months or so ago. It's because everybody texts. And if you don't have the plan, then you're getting charged extra for it and the whole deal. So there's some construction going on in the neighborhood too, if you can hear that. So we've been texting back and forth. And he was at Quentin's and was going to be there for a while. So walked down there. And, man, I don't know. He texted me on the way down there, apparently. And, you know, if you get a text, it's like a quick notification that you got a text. And so in the conversation on the walk down there, I missed it. And it was like a 20-minute walk. So we get down there. And they'd already taken off to go over to Louise's West. And at that point, we're like, we're done walking for the night. At least, you know, adding a couple more blocks onto it, considering we had to walk back home, which is already half mile away, and geez, God knows that's too much of a chore for us to look into. So by the time we got in there, they'd taken off, and I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and text them back. Now I have the new cell phone, the Sprint Mogul with the QWERTY keyboard, you know, where you flip it up and you flip it out and you start typing on there. And I'm probably one of the most self-conscious people you'll ever meet. And so the douchebag factor really gets me fast. So I'm like trying to text them saying, hey, we're on foot, so we're not going to go to Louise's West, but we will go down to Louise's downtown. If I don't see you, we'll catch up later. And, you know, I'm like getting that kind of, you know, like nervous heat thing kind of going on, you know, in my head. I'm like, got to get this done because people are looking at me being a douchebag. So something to consider when you're looking for a new phone is if you're going to be doing a lot of texting, are you comfortable doing the full-on dorky flip-out keyboard thing and type. And yeah, I am. I'm fine enough. And I'm not going to be doing it in public too awful much, but fair enough. So while we're at Quentin's, pretty much every bar in Lawrence has a nice patio area now, thanks to the smoking ban. I encourage every city to get a smoking ban for just... the smoking inside, that helps out, but obviously, having that extra porch, like a nice outside area, is really nice. And so a smoking ban kind of forces these places to have that. It's really transformed a lot of the bars down there. So we're out at Quentin's, and my friend Chuck had a couple cigarettes left in one pack, and then a full-on pack also sitting right next to it on the table. And this guy, likely homeless, comes up and says, you know, he wants to bum a cigarette off of him. And that Quick Trip is too far away or something, and it costs $6 inside, so he wasn't going to do that. And that he smokes unfiltereds. I guess he tells us this so that once he gets the cigarette, he, you know, pulls the filter off and tosses it. Dude's, you know, and then lights it up, this now unfiltered Camel Light. And he disappears for like 5 minutes. And then he comes back and he wants another one already. And it's like, dude, I think you're kind of stretching the bum rule. But I guess, you know, if you're homeless and drunk or high, or, I mean, the guy looked messed up, you're probably not worried that much about perception. You're going to milk every angle you can. Don't ask, don't get. You know, that's the old rule. So ask again. And at this point, Chuck's like, man, I just have enough for the night. You're going to have to leave me alone. And the dude, like, you know, put up a little bit of an, well, hey, you can't spare one, man. You can't spare one. It's so expensive everywhere. I was like, dude, go pass out in an alley. Okay, that may not have been very nice, but you get the point. And then we headed down to Louise's Downtown, which, in effect, doubled the size of their bar when they added a patio out there. So we went out there and hung out for a little bit and had some, enjoyed a Boulevard Wheat. It was a Boulevard Wheat night. That was pretty nice. Margaritas early, Boulevard Wheat later. Not too bad of a hangover the next day, but last night, man, my stomach was just kind of expanding. I guess some kind of weird yeast tequila thing going on or something. That just, yeah, that it wasn't as much fun, you know, 24 hours later, but the immediate hangover wasn't too bad. So enjoying the Boulevard Wheat, and then had to go use the restroom. Now, I saw on the floor the restroom when I went in there. There were two quarters on the floor, like under the urinal. And just very random, like two quarters just under the urinal. Almost as if someone had put those quarters there on purpose to see if someone would pick them up. Because, I mean, you're talking about the floor of a bar in Lawrence. Yeah. Just, I thought that was kind of an interesting side note there. And then this guy comes in. You know, it's one of these restrooms there where it was the upstairs restroom where you have, like, the one urinal, and then there's the toilet sitting right next to it. So if you're desperate enough to have to take a dump at a bar toilet, you know, you're sitting at, you could very well be taking a dump and someone's peeing right next to you. It's one of those type of situations, and this guy comes in. He's not, doesn't have to take a dump or anything, but he's having a full-on conversation with me. And, those are always, it's always kind of interesting. You know, you go into a bar's restroom and someone wants to have a full-on conversation with you while you're, you know, doing your business. I guess it just depends on how far along you are in the night, whether that's cool or not. And I was fine with it at the time. This dude was completely loaded. And you have to appreciate that a little bit. Now, the next day, for breakfast, we went to a place called Mirth Internet Cafe. And they weren't open when I lived in Lawrence, so it was a new experience for me. Fantastic. I had this omelet that had, like, spinach in it, and tomato, and it was just damn good. And their potatoes, their hash browns, were like the cubes, you know, potatoes, and they had, like, garlic or something on them, and they were fried up just right. And had a blueberry muffin also. That was ridiculous. So if you're in Lawrence sometime, Mirth would be a good new place for you to check out. It was quite good. And then on the walk back to my friend Danny's house, we crossed the prayer booth. They have this prayer booth, and I have the pictures up on my website at mattstukes.com. It's a piece of art, and they have it outside the police department / courthouse. They're in the same building there. And it's like, you know, you can kneel here if you need to pray or whatever, and if you have a problem with this, contact this person. Just a piece of art that someone had made. And, it was downtown. It was down closer to the bars before, but even though it was bolted down, some big fat dude, I guess, and I mean, that's really what the article said, basically, came down and was like attacking the thing and eventually got it to knock over. And I guess a couple of years back, someone had vandalized this sculpture. I remember this sculpture of, it's like a bunch of midgets around. I mean, it was really called a self-portrait as a midget. It was like a bunch of midgets, kind of in a weird circle type of deal. I don't remember all too well, but... So the same thing happened to it, and when they get vandalized, I guess, you know, they think, well, this is, you know, a midget display. Yeah, someone's probably going to vandalize that. Or this is a prayer display, you know, trying to get people to talk about praying in public places. That's going to get vandalized a little bit. So both of them got moved down to the police department. And, you know, the midget one, yeah, I guess that kind of makes, you know, you put it down there, people are less likely to mess with something if it's on the property of the police department. Go figure. And so it's kind of interesting that you have this prayer booth out there in front of the courthouse now. When you think about like a Ten Commandments monument being out in front of a courthouse and those getting removed all over the place. Kind of interesting that this unintended consequence of this thing getting pushed over in downtown Lawrence forced this prayer booth out in front of the courthouse. So kind of an interesting end to the old weekend in Lawrence. And man, I miss being back there. It sure has changed a lot there. It seems, I don't know if it's just because I've been away too long or what, but I don't know, it seems like downtown at night, you feel a little bit more unsafe than you used to, even in the middle of the summer. But it's still, man, it's still such a great town. It's so different. So different to find that in Kansas somewhere, you know. So that was pretty much my weekend in Lawrence. I'm testing out the new Canon Digital Elf, see how it's going to go for podcasting, and the screened in porch at my parents' place as the rain comes down on a beautiful Monday morning. Take care, and I'll talk to you sooner rather than later, hopefully.
Well, this is kind of fun. I got a fun little a little bonus feature on this. When I brought the camera back upstairs to normalize and mix everything down, I got a call from one of my old long-term listeners, Schwa, calling in from Panera Bread. Topics include drinking and, my job search status. And drinking. Enjoy.
I was actually just calling to see if you would answer, to see if you had found a job and were at work, and I'm assuming you have not.
If I found a job, is that what you said? Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I'm still just chilling here, yeah.
Oh, so how's life been treating you?
Really good, man, really good. The last week or so have been pretty productive. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I've been working on my portfolio a little bit for advertising, and I'm debating right now whether to upload the stuff to the site or not, you know, because I kind of want the site to be part of the portfolio, because it's like, hey, look at what I created, and if you put the portfolio pieces within the site, you know, then you're extra golden.
Well, you should do that, so I could have the opportunity to view your handiwork.
Yeah, but then what if everybody thinks that it blows, you know what I mean, and then they're like, what? Is this is what he sold out for? This is what.
Well, then you could get some feedback from people, and you know, maybe swap some stuff up a little bit if need be.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so yeah, what I was thinking was if I uploaded each individual campaign, like I'm doing I have a campaign for Preparation H, which will be like three ads, and a campaign for Yahoo Personals, which will be three ads. And then I have a couple more ideas I need to get out there too. If I upload each little campaign individually, and you know how there's those tags at the bottom of the posts?
Yeah.
If I put portfolio as the tag, then when I send it off to a creative director, an ad agency, I can just send that tag off to them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can upload them at my leisure that way. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, It's good to hear that everything's going all right for you.
Yeah, man. How's everything going your way?
It's going good. I've actually been back home for the past week now. I'm on leave, so
yeah,
I'm actually sitting outside of Panera Bread right now waiting on a friend of mine to show up.
Oh, yeah?
She said it'd take her about 15, 20 minutes to get here. I'm betting it'd be somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45 minutes because she takes forever getting ready.
Yeah.
She could be ready, and it would still take her half an hour to get somewhere.
Just because she's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. So you enjoying your leave pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah, everything, everything's all right, so. So, last night was actually the first night I did not get drunk, and I feel amazing this morning, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there?
Well, no, let me not say the first night I did not get drunk. The first night on leave, I did not get drunk. Because I normally don't drink very often when I'm up in Kentucky, so.
Yeah, I bet not, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've been having a little bit of being back with at that folks' house, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit rough, because, you know, you want to have some drinks, but then your parents are like, are you sure you should be drinking that much? And you're like, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not like I'm getting loaded, you know? It's just I want 5, 6, 7, 10 beers, you know?
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And this Sailor Jerry's been boxed up. I had to tear into that Friday night a little bit. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I normally don't drink around my family, and yesterday was my one of my cousin's birthday party. It was for like 5 or 6 or something, but I got pretty lit the night before, so I ended up sleeping in. The party was at 1. I slept in until like 12:40. So I had to drive straight over. Like I stayed at a friend's house the night before, so I had to drive straight over to this birthday party, and I had fallen asleep in my contacts, so my eyes were really bloodshot. And I didn't have time to brush my teeth because I didn't have time to swing by my mom's house where all my personal hygiene stuff is. So I went over to this party with, like, the worst bedhead ever, reeking of booze with bloodshot eyes. And my family was giving me crap about it the entire time. So,
nice. Yeah. Slip.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I don't know how you can sleep in that late, man. I'm getting used to, because you get up early as hell, right, still?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll stay up drinking till like 4 in the morning, so.
Well, because, yeah, I guess that helps.
Oh, like, most of my friends here, they work from anywhere from like, they go in at like 2 in the afternoon or like 5 in the evening, and they work until like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, so.
So they're used to staying up late, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was always one of my big problems, man, doing that morning show was, like, coming back to KC for a weekend and trying to go out. I'd be passing out. It's like midnight, you know, and I'm like, God, I need to pass out. And then the bars in Kansas City, Missouri are open until 3. So it's like, jeez. Yeah, I couldn't do that, man. I couldn't yo-yo around my schedule very well.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a good thing here and kind of a bad thing. The bars just kind of close whenever they want, unless it's Saturday and all the bars have to be closed by 2. Unless they have, like, a private club license, which they can stay open later because you have to have, like, a little membership card that they just hand you when you walk in. So, I mean, it's kind of cool, but, you know, it's at the same time, it sucks because you'll be out drinking all night. So, but at least if you want to, you have the ability. Like, in Louisville, Kentucky, all the bars close about between, like, 2 and 3, so...
Yeah, I just don't need to be out that late drinking, man. I don't know. It's nice to have friends who, like, going up to Lawrence this weekend, it's nice to have people that are kind of used to crashing before, you know, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh. I can't do it. I never really got the, especially at my age now, being 26, it's like, I don't know if I, can I just go out drinking earlier and just pass out earlier?
Like for an early bird special or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Nice.
I don't know. I just refuse to adapt to society's rules, you know? So hardcore like that.
You're such a rebel.
I know, man. Watch out.
Well,
what are you going to get at Panera?
I don't know. I'm waiting on my friend to show up, and then I got an iced chai tea to drink, so I'm just waiting on her to get here, and I'll debate on whether I'm going to eat or not. I don't know. Not really that hungry, and I've been drinking a lot, so my stomach's been a little off for the past few days, so.
Yeah. No broccoli cheese soup?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Are you calling me from your Apple iPhone?
I wish I had an iPhone. Christ. AT&T got the exclusive on that, which is ridiculous because their network... AT&T's got one of the worst networks for, like,
I know, man.
Data services.
That's why I had to buy this mogul, this Sprint mogul.
I saw it. I have not listened to the podcast on it because my iTunes has been a little jacked up, and I've only been on my computer 2 times since I've been here. But today, after I get done at Panera, it's nothing but online happenings all day long because I'm not going anywhere other than Panera this morning.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing is staying online and reading up on things, you know, reading up on ad industry stuff, trying to get informed, know what the hell I'm talking about when I do actually maybe get in a meeting with a creative director. So we'll see.
Well, that's cool.
In a couple months, if I don't have a job, I'll be worried. But until then, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah. So you live with your folks, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Hey, well, that's a huge plus.
Yeah, it has its no moments. Rent. It does. I mean, I eat for free pretty much. I get a sleep there for free, so it's not bad. It's not the worst thing in the world. There are just those times when you're like, God, I wish I could just go and do whatever right now and not have to worry about it, you know? And especially like it's like being I come back in KC or Overland Park, and it's just like they live way south of a lot of stuff that goes on. So, you know, just one of those type of things. Like if I could walk to a bar that my friends are at, I'd be golden. So I'm still a ways away from the life I want to have here. But thinking about maybe a loft downtown or something.
Hey, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see.
Well, cool. I just wanted to, hey, look, she's actually here.
Beautiful timing.
Wow. She's somewhat on time today. She's still late, but whatever. Yeah, I just wanted to call and check in on you. I'm,
All right, bro.
So. All right, well, take it easy, and I'll make sure to keep in touch with you.
Yeah, please do, man.
I will.
Cool.
Later.
Peace.